Scotland's constitutional future is in the balance. Stay in the Union as now, complete independence, or something called Devolution Max, which would see all but a handful of powers handed to Edinburgh. How would that last option work? Can Scotland look to Guernsey for guidance? The Channel Island is a crown dependency with its own governing bodies, but it depends on the UK for defence. Reporting for PM live from Guernsey, our political reporter, Chris Mason.
Yes, good evening, Eddie. From the parish of St Samson's, a short drive along the coast road from the capital, St Peterport. On the streets of the capital, local shops, government departments and international banks, all within yards of each other. It's effectively a country in miniature. It runs itself, save for defence and foreign affairs. It retains sterling and it retains the Queen as the head of state. It's a country in miniature with a parliament, the states of deliberation, to match.
Monsieur Charles Parkinson.
Present.
Monsieur Francis Quinn.
Present.
Monsieur Michael O'Hara.
Present.
Monsieur Robert Sillars.
Present.
47 members of Parliament, or deputies, run the island's schools, health system, welfare state and, crucially, taxes. There remains a constitutional connection to the British Crown, with the island's laws formally examined by the Ministry of Justice and the Privy Council at Westminster. Sir Geoffrey Rowland is both the presiding officer in Guernsey's Parliament and the Chief Justice. He's known here as the Bailiff.
We're not sovereign states. We are dependencies of the Crown. And we have a tremendous amount of autonomy within that relationship. But Her Majesty's government is responsible for our defence. That doesn't mean quite so much nowadays as it did once upon a time with the umbrella of NATO and EU nations getting on together. They're also responsible for our international relations, very much in terms of full consultation with us before an international treaty is signed up, and then discussion with us as to whether we want it extended here.
And that, to an outsider and in broad terms, sounds remarkably similar to what some are suggesting Scotland might head in the direction of, something that is, I guess, devolution max. There is still that umbilical cord, but you do a lot locally.
Yes, indeed. We do a tremendous amount locally. I wouldn't imagine we would be a neat fit, but I can understand why they want to explore the relationship.
And explore the relationship they are, I'm told. A number of senior officials here have told me privately that members of the Scottish Government and others within the SNP have expressed a real interest in how Guernsey manages its relationship with London. So what advice would Guernsey's Treasury Minister, Charles Parkinson, offer to Alex Salmond? Would a currency union with England, Wales and Northern Ireland work if Edinburgh had full control over tax and spending?
I think he needs to think very carefully about the risks that might be posed if Scotland remains in monetary union with England and Wales but has fiscal sovereignty. Because in that situation, as we've seen in the Eurozone, if it turned out that the Scottish economy was less productive than the economy of England and Wales, and if there was no mechanism for fiscal transfers from England and Wales to Scotland, Scotland could find itself in the position that weaker countries in the Eurozone now find themselves in, and that would be very uncomfortable.
Can Devo Max, though, even when it has a proven track record, be a permanent position, or is it an inevitable staging post on the constitutional road to independence? There are some here who are tempted to sever the link with London entirely. For now, though, Guernsey's flavour of Devo Max is broadly palatable to islanders and London alike. It can be traced all the way back to 1204, so it even predates the existence of the UK itself, a long-lasting settlement that has proven to be sustainable. Little wonder, then, that some in Scotland are paying a closer attention than usual to the affairs of Guernsey.
Chris Mason reporting.